This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest. He's one of our returning guests. He is the CEO of BioLargo Incorporated. His name is Dennis Calvert. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, welcome, and thank you for coming back on the show.
Thank you, Everett. My pleasure to be here again.
So tell me a little bit about what's been going on since the last time we talked. I know that BioLargo has developed a number of sustainable technologies to keep water, air, food, and plants and animals clean, safe, and healthy. So give us a little bit of what you guys have been doing over there the last 60 days.
Yeah, I'll do it. Perfect. As you know, we've got a number of technical platforms that we've been developing for years. They're all at various stages of commercialization, and they're all important. You know, each one of these is going to make a difference in the world, make it a better place to live. As we always say as a slogan, we make life better, and that's exactly what all our products do. Clean air, clean water, clean health, clean animals, right? So there's really a significant number of developments that I think are worthy of discussion. As you know, we've got a technology platform which is a chemistry product, chemistry-based product called Cupridyne and Cupridyne Clean. And that product is really finding traction. It's one of the more exciting products in the history of our commercialization journey because we found a market where everyone is in desperate need and wants a product that actually works to help control very difficult to manage industrial odors.
Absolutely.
And so we are finding... Yeah, so we're finding significant traction there, adoption by some of the largest companies in the world. We just got back from one of the leading trade shows called Waste Expo, which is held in Las Vegas. We had a chance to showcase and demonstrate the product to literally hundreds of potential prospects. And we came out of that with really almost 40 potential trials, right? So that's customers who want to try the product. And our experience in the trial industry is when they try it, they love it, and they buy it. And so we're really literally batting 1,000. When we get a trial, we end up with a customer. And so there's just a really significant interest. And what it really points to for that product is that they've got a real need, right? They've got some industrial odors that need to be managed. If they're not managing them, neighbors complain, everyone's unhappy, right? And these companies really are committed to doing the best job they can at keeping their communities, like they say, clean, safe, and healthy, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that was very exciting. And I think it's just got a whole number of factors that are driving that industry towards us. Right now, the products that they're used to using, the old products, are usually enzymes or fragrances, and they just don't work that well. And the products that we're offering are micronutrient safe. They perform what's called oxidation, and when this chemistry comes in contact with volatile organic compounds like ammonias and sulfurs and these gaseous things that are natural byproducts of decomposition, there's an instantaneous reaction in which this chemistry dismantles or oxidizes or breaks down these volatile organic compounds. So basically the customers are witnessing instantaneous odor elimination. So that one's really a hot item for BioLargo. We are experiencing sales. Sales are climbing. We're investing in infrastructure. We're building an agent network. We've already got one of the leading corporations in the world who's already buying our product and now expanding. And we've got the interest of probably the top five in these various industries that manage these waste products for controlling odors. So,
Dennis, let me ask you this. If I'm a small mom and pop farm out in southern Illinois, and I wanted to get in touch to you or your product, how would I go about doing that? Do you sell to small mom and pops?
Sure.
Are you just selling to big, huge conglomerate commercial companies?
No, absolutely. The product is available in multiple sizes. So let me just point you to a website first. It's www.cupridyne.com. Cupridine, C-U-P-R-I-D-Y-N-E, cupridine.com. And that's a trade name that really refers to the science behind the Cupridine Clean product. Of course, they can also contact our phone and be forwarded to the sales department at 949-643-9540, extension 1. 949-643-9540, extension 1. Now, here's the thing. It's available really at multiple levels. And for industry, we're typically selling 55-gallon drums.
Right.
And that's a concentrate, diluted 10 to 1. We also have a product, though, that sells in 1-gallon jugs, which is also a concentrate. But we also have consumer products that are being sold through various white labeling opportunities with a number of different brands. But anybody can contact our office and get access to this product. And right now we're focused on large industries where the recurring revenue can be so substantial for the company. But, man, we'd love to just get it in the hands of a customer who will enjoy it. So we are more than happy to take those inquiries, okay?
Well, let's change up here a little bit. I got a couple questions for you. One is, what is the iSand system and how is the license on the Clarion Water? How's that going about?
Yeah, so that's another technical platform. I appreciate that. So the Cupridine is one. Number two is iSand. The iSand system was first developed in Australia. Years ago, we formed a partnership with the inventors there, and that's an iodine dosing system. And basically, the simple version of the discovery is that you can dose iodine in water, and when you feed it to plants, okay, so track that language, feed the iodine water to plants, what you find out is they don't need a lot of the other pesticides or fungicides that are commonly used in agricultural production. So the sweet spot is ornamentals, turf management, hydroponic systems. It's also excellent for post-harvest wash. There's a number of industrial apps as well that are interesting. Our partner, Clarion Water, came in and licensed that technology and invested significant amount of time, energy, money to upgrade the profile for very large-scale industrial applications. That started about a year ago. They just got their first EPA approval for the use of that product in the poultry production field for livestock drinking water, and that's the first of many labels to come. That's kind of the way it works. You don't do one for all of them. You do one, add another. And so they are rapidly expanding the profile of their regulatory approval for launching the iSand and the IOMAX product into the industrial farming community, which is a really great application. So clean, green, safe crops, safe water, safe animals, another great opportunity. And in that situation, we licensed that technology, so we're in a royalty stream, 10% of the sales of that product as it goes to market. And so those first revenues will kick in this coming fall. And, of course, we believe Clarion's going to do a great job of launching that product across the globe.
Outstanding.
So there you go.
My guest today is Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO of BioLargo. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, tell us how things have been going up there on the trials in Canada. I know you guys have been trying to penetrate the commercial market up there. Can you give my listeners an update on that?
Sure. Well, most of that work, up till today has been focused on the R&D side, getting ready for commercialization. And as you know, we've got a breakthrough technology called the AOS filter. That's short for Advanced Oxidation System Filter. And it's a piece of equipment. It's a device that allows water to flow through a system. And it's a critical component of a treatment system, right? And as the water flows through, it performs this incredibly high rate of oxidation. Okay, and the discovery is that we could take the known oxidation potential of things like iodine and amplify them by adding power, energy, to the molecule in the presence of a surface material like a carbon substrate. That's a pretty technical explanation, but the bottom line, right, what it means is that we're performing incredibly high rates of destruction against soluble organics and living matter to disinfect and destroy these contaminants that are caught in water streams. And so we describe it that way so that you don't get stuck thinking that it's a one-size-fits-all for a specific industry. What it really is a breakthrough in the way you treat water. okay? And that means industrial waters is where you start because that's where the money's at. You're after the most difficult challenges in the world, soluble organic molecules, or extremely highly contaminated water that's used in things like poultry processing, okay? So long story short, we received about 15 grants on that technology from the Canadian federal system. We have a research center at the University of Alberta and a full staff. We've got 20 projects underway. And in that arena, the focus is to get that technology into the commercial mode. So about 3 months ago, we contracted with the Northern Alberta Institute of Technology to actually build out the first prototype. Technically, you call it the alpha. It's the alpha version. That technology will be ready for beta right after the alpha, because then at that point you integrate its communications and its data monitoring system with the site.
What is that timeline?
Well, so the first unit is going to be ready is predicted on August 15th, 2016. So just, you know, a month and a half away. I mean, we're knocking on the door. So we'll have a technical showcase. We'll have some of our largest customers in the world, as well as many potential partners, okay? And what we'll be doing is we'll be taking that unit and showing the world not only does it works particularly well, and its value proposition, which is really pretty basic, is that we're 100 times the efficacy of every known disinfection tool that's used in the water treatment in the world. I mean, it is incredibly powerful. And the second is that it's a very low cost. Requires very low power to perform. So the claim in its most simple form is that we're the low-cost, high-value water treatment system and represents a technical breakthrough in the way you can treat water. And so, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, my guest today is Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO of BioLargo. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, I could talk to you all day long, but in closing, is there anything that you wanted to get out that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about?
Well, we just had our annual shareholders meeting, and so we did post that presentation on our blog, which I would certainly refer people to, and we talk about a number of sort of milestones that are near-term coming for BioLargo. I think it's worthy just mentioning those. First is this prototype, right? This prototype unit's going to come out in August. Number two, remember we have a wound care division, and it's been in a development stage, but it got its first financing from an outside investor in December of 2015, so about 6 months ago, right? And with that money, we've been able to invest heavily in third-party production, validation, proof of claim, and really this journey towards the regulatory approval with the FDA for what you'd call an advanced wound care product. So here's the point. With the investment, we're now in a position to begin to come back to the marketplace and say, hey, here's what we've done, and we're ready. And that's a big deal because when we say we're ready, we're saying we're prepared to file an application and get this product into the marketplace. So our target is to get that done before the end of the year in Q1, and we'd like to see that product find its way into the market in the first and second quarter of 2017. And that's a $1 billion market. I mean, it is a huge opportunity, and we believe our value proposition is quite significant. So that's two big milestones. A third one, of course, is we think we're going to be able to show the marketplace increasing sales now, which has been a long time coming.
Absolutely.
And then that odor product is the driver. It is a huge market with high value, a decent margin, a marketplace where literally no one says no. So it becomes a marketing and sales challenge as opposed to a technical or regulatory barrier. I think it's a huge milestone. So when you look at the company, right, you say, what do you want to do, right? Well, the answer, of course, is we want to build a company that's profitable, takes care of its people, takes care of its stakeholders, provides returns. And so another part of that is to really target an uplisting of the company into a national market where we can begin to create a more liquid environment where our shareholders can benefit from this increasing interest in our company. So that's another priority. And we're not quite ready, but we're heading that direction. We believe we will, and we fully intend to execute on that plan. So you know, BioLargo is we make life better, right? Clean, safe, and healthy, right? And we now, of course, it's time to make our investors a return. We cherish that. It's critical for what our vision, and we think we've done it in the most excellent way. So BioLargo is definitely a company people to need to look at and follow and dig as deep as you possibly can. It'll stand the test of scrutiny, okay?
Dennis Calvert has been our guest today. He is the CEO of BioLargo, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, thank you. I wish you the best of success, and we will talk to you in a couple of months.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.